The Heritage Park gazebo is no longer the fallback for Ryan's Hope, a breakfast program for Barry's homeless. Cown. Natalie Harris, who pushed for this backup location to Collier Street United Church, now says it's unnecessary. We had some communication through the church that Ryan's Hope does serve outside of and been reassured that they would be extending the welcome to Ryan's Hope indefinitely at this time, she said. A motion Monday night that Ryan's Hope be permitted to operate its breakfast to go program at the waterfront gazebo daily from 8 to 9 a.m. for a one-year trial period, was withdrawn by Harris at this week's meeting. This location was to be a backup in case the current location, outside Collier Street United Church, was not available for the short or long term. Harris said as many as 130 homeless people get breakfast daily at Ryan's Hope in the summer, and 20 to 50 in winter. The Ward 6 councillor, who is also running for Barry mayor this fall, said talking about this issue has been beneficial for all. If that's what comes out of this discussion, and we are able to open eyes and really educate people on what Ryan's Hope does, and what this community gets from them, then that's a bonus, that's a plus, Harris said. Ultimately, the goal is to find a permanent home for Ryan's Hope and have an indoor area where they can serve. The Ryan's Hope Breakfast to Go program was started in February 2021 by Christine Naylor and her husband, Tom. It advocates for and supports people living with mental illness, substance abuse and homelessness. Ryan Naylor, 34, died of toxic drug poisoning in November 2020. He had mental health issues along with drug addiction, which included methamphetamine. On January 23-25, the county of Simcoe counted 722 people experiencing homelessness in Simcoe County. Of those 722, 441 completed surveys and 50% of the 441 people were from Barry.